So, the measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. The measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. Under nice circumstances, everything can go along rosy in the world, and what have you. But when problems come up, then how do we respond? When we're challenged, how do we respond? If you're a woman walking down the street and you're coming to your home and there are a bunch of kids fooling around, making a lot of nonsense, and you have to walk right through their path, what do you have in your mind? Do you think there are a bunch of kids who are doing some nonsense and they might be dangerous? Do you think that they are a bunch of kids who are thoughtless and careless? There are a bunch of kids who are having this appearance and it might be dangerous for me to walk by? Or are you a master who looks at the kids and says, "Hi, guys," and go about your business as though you are untouchable, as though you are living your own world, and if a raindrop were to fall, it would miss you? And that's true. That's true. If the wind is to blow, it blows on the other side of the street. It does that to you, you know. If there's anything to be something not necessarily delightful for you, it happens somewhere else. Not that you want it to happen to anybody else, but it doesn't happen in your world. These things do not happen in your world. Now, that is a real test. Are you happy when ugly things happen to other people? And the answer is yes. You delight in ugly things happening to other people. You thoroughly enjoy it when you hear about it. And you do your utmost to hear about it. You do your utmost to hear that there's a hurricane, or there's a flood, or there's a tornado, or there's a fire. You grab the newspapers, and if the newspaper tells a bit about it just in the headlines, you read those with your eyes just aglow with interest. And, of course, the more you put yourself in that frame of reference, the more you create those challenges for you to experience first up. Now, when you see announcement of a fire, hurricane, flood, or anything in the newspaper or on television, I will ask you a question and you answer it for yourself. Who are you? And you see, that's what our statement is. The measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. Now, these kids are acting up on the street. Who I am is a measure of what I am when I'm challenged. Do I look at these kids and say, "Hi, guys," and go on my business just as though they are not a threat to me, which they are not, if I am in that right conscience? When I look at the newspapers or television and I see the unhappiness that might happen in other areas because of the weather or whatever, I immediately say, all is in divine order. But look, look, look. No, all is in divine order. That was when the picture was taken. Now all is in divine order. But you're just being Pollyanna. You're just not facing facts. That's right. I'm not facing the facts that other people want to present to me. When those pictures were taken, that may have been the case. When was that picture taken? An hour ago? 10 minutes ago? A moment ago? But now is now. Now I put the cause in motion, and I demonstrate to myself the measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. And we are challenged by seeing in our life any experience that causes us to feel insecure, to feel unhappy, to feel that something bad is taking place. What is it that we do? We immediately put the right cause in motion. All is in divine order. Can you say anything better than that? Can you speak your word for anything better than all is in divine order. Isn't that neat? I mean, that's what it's all about. Now, when are we going to stop being happy over other people's misfortunes? When are we going to stop reading the newspapers and reading the television and doing all these things and looking at it as though it is something evil that's happening? We say, all is in divine order. I mean, that gives us an opportunity to be challenged without being challenged. You know, you're challenged through the newspaper, you're challenged through the television, you're challenged through whatever. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. You get a telephone call from somebody and they say, you know, like your relatives, and they're back in where something is happening. They say, do you know what's going on here? And you say, my love, I know what's going on inside of my heart. And inside of my heart, I say, all is in divine order for you and your family and everybody in your room. I see all in divine order. Now, I want you to look around yourself and see all in divine order and realize that all those things that you feared did not come upon you, because now all is in divine order. You put a new cause in motion. You put a new experience in motion. You put a new life in motion. We had one lady call from Florida, and the hurricane was coming to her house, and she said, what am I going to do? We said, all is in divine order. Just surround your house, your world, your whole community with all in divine order. What happened? The hurricane went right through her area, and it lifted a few shingles and put them down again, and it knocked over her mailbox. And she said, oh, hello! I said, would you mind? You spoke your word to the degree that you believed it, all is in divine order, and so all is in divine order. Now, if you had spoken your word as a practiced, experienced person in this, the shingles wouldn't have titillated, and the mailbox would still be standing. And, my goodness, if you look at it from one point of view, the mailbox is nothing, you know? Did it hurt your house? Did it break your windows? Did it do anything? No. Well, say, I am a good practitioner. And keep working at it. And then her friend up north had another hurricane go through their place. And she immediately put the cause in motion, for all is in divine order. And what happened? All was in divine order. Where do we stand? Where do we stand? Do we speak our word now, or do we wait until something happens? Do we say, oh my gosh, look at that hurricane coming right down here, and I'm right in the middle of Hurricane Ella, and it's going to hit my house, it's going to rip everything apart. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. And just before it hits, you say, oops, I forgot. All's in divine order. And it splits right in front of your house and goes around it. Now, you say, that's stupid. Yeah, kind of nice though, isn't it? Yeah, it's stupid. But kind of, you were a little bit slow on the uptake, but it's kind of nice. No. Can you do that? People are doing that all the time. The majority of the people on earth do not experience all the nonsense. You chose to move to Florida, which is supposed to be where a lot of hurricanes take place. And so if you chose to be, you better get in charge of your life. You better get in charge of your world and say, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness, and that wherever any hurricane may be, I bless them. It's not here, but I bless them, and I surround them with my pure white light of love. I do not create hurricanes in my life. This is going to be a new experience. The hurricanes don't track this way, which they did before, because I have put a cause in motion that all is in divine order. You see? Now, so many people, they're building the dikes on the edge of a rising river, and they want to protect the lands around it, and they want to keep the water from coming over the edge of the dike. And some say, we'll never make it, we'll never make it, we'll never make it. And a few other people say, come on, let's do it. And they do it, and they make it. Because they had to change the attitude from never make it to we'll make it. And then they did it. Now, they wouldn't have had to do that. They wouldn't have had to build up that dike if they said the crest is over. The crest of the height of the river is over, and it is now going down. You understand?
Yeah.
Going down. Now, why don't we say that? Because, well, has the crest been reached? Has the crest been reached? So many mothers, they're worried about their children who have a fever, and the fever reaches the height. And then when the fever breaks, they say, ah, the fever broke, and he's going to be all right now. Yeah. Well, why is he not going to be all right while the fever is building? You say, all is in divine order, and so then the fever never has to build, because you have put it in divine order. But if you're fearful of what is to come, if you're fearful of what sort of illness is going to come because of the fever and what have you, and what sort of repercussions it's going to bring in the life of the person, you're foolish. You're putting the wrong causes in motion. You're putting the wrong causes. We have a young man who has been very interested in the University of Healing, and he's in prison, and he so wants to be on the campus of the University of Healing. But in the process, he has changed his attitude about himself. He's changed his attitude about this world. He's changed his attitude about his family. He's changed his attitude about everything. And all of a sudden, his wife, who had nothing to do with him for many, many years, is now in contact with him. She now realizes soon he'll be out of prison and he'll be coming home, and she wants him to come there. While he was in prison, he was a terrible guy. He was a mean old cuss, and he put himself into a lot of trouble, and nobody liked him, of course. But after taking the University of Healing courses and putting new causes in motion about himself, he became a very likable person. In fact, people just fell in love with him. One lady visited him one time and said, I'll marry you, you know. But the thing is, it couldn't remain that way, because she woke up afterwards and she said, hey, what a charisma that guy has. I fell in love with his charisma, and I'm not going to marry anybody, you know. But it took her a long time to tell him. Now, his wife does want him back. His wife does want him in her world, and she is making overtures toward him. And so instead of coming to campus here, he will go to her house, and they will have a wonderful home and a wonderful life, and he will continue with his training at the university here through correspondence, and he will just be a fabulous guy, you see, as he is. But you put the right cause in motion. The right cause in motion, that all is in divine order. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you do that? And you see, if your cause is, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want the other thing, I don't want, you're going to have trouble. Because you're putting enthusiasm behind, I don't want. And the law only hears, I want. And so, I don't want any more of this. And so the law says, you want more of this. Okay, you know. So, what you confirm, affirm, and believe is what you do want. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am surrounded by beautiful beings. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. Hey, that's a good phrase, isn't it? I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And on and on and on. And just keep living in that consciousness, and you will not notice how you are becoming more healthy, wealthy, and wise. It just be a natural thing for you. Just be a natural thing for you to have money and to have health and to have associations that are rewarding and wonderful for you. But you see, this is what that's all about. We're the creators of our world by our thought, and it's about time that we start thinking thoughts that we want to have. The measure of who I am and what I is what I am when I am challenged. And what I am when I am challenged, oh, I have no money, oh, I hurt, oh. And the measure should be when we are hurting, I'm home perfect. Just tough it out, straighten it out, speak it out, and it's over. And you say, I haven't got any money. You stop it. I'm independently wealthy. You put that in your consciousness with the same enthusiasm you had for that you don't have any money. And you watch. You'll have it. It'll be there for whatever your needs are, and without any strings attached. It'll just be there, and you can have a ball. You see? We place the causes in motion, and we bring about the results that we want. Now, the measure of who I am is what I am when I am challenged. Who are you when you're challenged? I know who I am. I am stronger and stronger and stronger with each challenge that I face, because I just say, I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. All is working out beautiful. And if somebody just gets real upset with me and uptight with me and wants to give me a hard time, I just say, I surround you with my pure white light of love and go about my business. I don't let it bother me. I don't let it be something that limits me. I just go about my business. And if they want to carry on in that manner, they're talking to themselves. And it does not disturb me. We are the creators of our world. Let's do it beautifully, and let's have a lot of fun in doing it, and let's remember that nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. All is in divine order. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.